That choice reminds me of two things. One is that it seems like Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks are at least getting back together to make music. They've had a long time. You know about this situationship?
I did not.
Oh, okay. Well, they had like a very steamy affair relationship while they were in Fleetwood Mac, and then they broke up but continued in the band, which created problems. And then she got Lindsey Buckingham basically kicked out of the band, and then now it seems like they're getting back together on the music side of things, maybe on the relationship, situationship side of things.
Wow.
Other is that because the NFL season officially gets underway tomorrow and we won't have time for it after that, and because we are all back together this week for the first time, we probably ought to get to roadshow best ofs at some point, maybe even now, if everybody has a moment or two. I will remind you that on this show Thursday, it is the Red Sox front office report, and Sam Kennedy will join us at 9 on Thursday. And speaking of being on the road, a week from Friday, it's a Flex Friday show back at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River. And that show was awesome last year, and cannot wait to see you again this year, a week from Friday at the Tipsy Seagull. So just think back roadshow season in its entirety. Best pregame location?
God. This was hard for me because I thought we had some really, really good ones, but mine overall was Newport.
Same.
Didn't know what to expect.
The landing was... Best pregame location. Because it's there on the water, or because of the amount of people that were... What are you basing it on?
The amount of people I was so taken aback by.
Okay. Anybody else? Shyam, you were probably at the one that I would say was the best, is the Trading Post.
Yeah, so that was going to be mine as well.
Because the food was extraordinary.
The food was great, but it was also just, it was packed to the gills.
Yeah, that one
like,
was
And then the
mine
power
too.
Went out, and people were still hanging out and chatting, and like it was just, it was an awesome time.
Yeah, that was your that best was mine also, too. Wiggy?
Yeah, and like...
Shyam only had one slice, according to Shyam, yes. At the Trading Post.
And like Shyam said, it probably even would have went hotter if the power didn't go out. And yeah. Remember, it was a torrential downpour, and it was packed to the gills.
Okay. Best pregame food.
Oh, the place. Yeah, oh. The place in Newport.
Yeah, not even.
Oh. 22 Bowens?
Yes.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
That was my second place. My first place was My Place by the Sea.
Oh, yep. Good one.
100%.
And that pregame all
the one that
over
Wiggy bailed
was
on.
Oh, okay. Unbelievable. Like the being on the water, the flyover with the plane, the food was spectacular, the wine was unbelievable, the dessert was insane. So many people showed up for that. We had a DJ. It was for a good cause. Like, yeah. It was, that one was...
Okay.
Really great.
Can we just call them both? Because that was past hors d'oeuvres that were the greatest thing I've ever had.
Yeah.
The dinner at 22 Bowen was sensational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only thing that stunk was that Ken made me pay before he even left the table.
No, we Venmo'd immediately, Curtis.
You and I, BC's own.
Credit's us.
I don't. Has everybody paid?
Yeah, I cash apped.
Okay.
Don't you think it's weird that on Venmo he is known as... Ready to F on Splash Mountain? I mean, you've been talking a lot about the Disney adults, Curtis. It just seems like a weird thing to be known as when it comes to your
well, the F stands
Venmo,
for fun.
Your Venmo profile.
I have to just rip Kent. Not rip. I love him.
Nice beaver.
So there's this really nice Marriott that's about a quarter of a mile from the entrance of Disneyland. But there's the Disneyland Hotel that you pay like 3x just to say you're at the Disneyland Hotel. And of course, Ken and the family stayed at the Disneyland Hotel. And he's like, we could see the fireworks from our window.
Best accommodations. How about that one?
It's a toss-up for me.
I know mine. Brunswick. All day long.
You love the Brunswick.
I mean, what other place can you wake up and go to sleep just basically sitting on the balcony on the beach?
Yeah.
You could have in Gloucester, but you didn't come.
Yeah, I didn't go to that one.
Gloucester and Newport were my two tied.
So Ocean Cliff.
My room at Ocean Cliff was a 10 out of 10. Right. Like a 10 out of 10. And so I feel like there was a disadvantage there because I didn't have enough time to go to the, what was it? Is it the jungle room there?
Yes.
I like the bar there, which looks so cool. And the weather was kind of bad. Gloucester, we had a nice time at the hotel bar before going to dinner.
Yes.
So it's a tie for me. With
you got
those.
The suite too at the place in Newport, right?
It was like a regular.
There was just no air conditioning there for me. That's what kind of threw me off.
Oh.
So. Curtis?
I have to say Gloucester. That hotel, how do you say it again?
The Beauport.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable room. And I loved the location. It was a great spot, and I just missed
it. Yeah, it looked nice, though, but I wasn't there.
Best road show location?
Oh, I got mine, hands down.
Yeah, mine.
Lake Winnipesaukee.
You love Lake Winnipesaukee now.
Hands down. Best locale. I mean, what other place are you at? You're in the water on the beach bar, like everything, view, people, like hands
you
down.
You gave paddleboarding a go.
Gave paddleboard, like you can't do that anywhere else.
Got some boat drinks.
Mine's the Beachcomber. My only complaint is I wish they would just stay open a little bit longer after the show
afterwards.
To enjoy.
I have to defer to the Beachcomber as well. Curtis?
Yeah, I just, Beachcomber to me is like a religious experience. I love it there. The crowds are always amazing. The weather's always great. And it means we're in summertime.
Best road show crowd?
Oh, I already know mine.
Hampton Beach.
Yeah, Hampton Beach.
Bernie's. I think it's hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
It's not even
Which
close.
Is, I mean, a lot of close seconds. The Beachcomber crowd is always crazy, and they participated in the impromptu pina colada sing-along.
Lobster Trap, though. I agree, Bernie's, but Lobster Trap was an entire room behind us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lobster Trap was awesome. I probably had the most fun during that show.
Yeah.
But the in Newport crowd was awesome too.
Which one's the Lobster Trap?
The one born? With Bourne.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we had Slain on.
Oh, okay.
Which was awesome.
But tough to beat that Hampton Beach.
No.
That crowd was nuts.
They turn up the most.
They are bombed. In the pour. That was the wild, because that was the morning that it was pouring.
Yeah.
Right?
And
that-
Hampton Beach was the one where the dude threw up in his hands, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Jack.
Yeah.
Some.
They weren't there for they were there for a good time, not a long time.
Respect
at Hampton Beach. All right, and then best road show moment.
Singing at the Beachcomber.
That was your favorite?
Yeah.
See, I was gonna go there, but then I'm gonna go Jackson and Hill Note show recap guys. Jackson guy.
That was good.
The live Jackson guy, Wiggy. Great call. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And he went Winnie the Pooh style.
It's very funny.
And he was complete Jackson costume.
Yeah.
Looked like Jackson.
Had some good, we had Slain, Shine brought that up. That was in Bourne.
Yep.
We had Slain, we had Rob Ninkovich at that show, we had Jay Miller at that show.
Yep.
So good guests there. But yeah, I think that may, although I also enjoyed when you were granted the key to the city in Newport.
That was a good one too.
By the mayor. Yeah. I thought that was.
I also liked watching Wiggy try to paddleboard during Winnipesaukee's show.
Yes.
I had a fun time paddleboarding. I did like the sing-along, too. That was pretty.
The sing-along was cool.
But that was organic. It came out of nowhere, and it was relatable to the show because we were talking about whoever sang that song. Were they from the Cape? Were they from that area? I thought that was how it came about.
It mentions the Cape in the song.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, like making love in the dunes of the Cape.
Yes, in the dunes of the Cape, which Wiggy clearly does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, the slippery pole, whatever it's called,
greasy pole
guy.
That's probably not going to happen.
Oh, wow.
That was great.
He was for a pretty good moment.
Curtis almost lost his mind. I was watching him lose it in real time.
That was a sneaky good moment, actually, because he was complete hardo.
Probably not going to happen.
Yeah. And we had the best breakfast sandwich I've ever had in my life that show.
That's important.
Yeah.
Food is always important. All right. So, any other thoughts as we wrap up roadshow season?
I'm praying to the
508 texter. Let me just answer you directly because we want to dank. Go ahead. What?
What'd they say?
Why do you have to wrap up round challenge season? Because that's what we like to do here.
A lot of people are locked in a room without a new radio.
That's what we do. And if you don't like it, you can just reach down and flip the old dial.
There are
other options. There's some great shows that are cranking the tunes out. Mm-hmm. I'd give them a listen.
Double Shot Tuesday.
Give them a little tune in.
Can I give a little bit of credit to the pregame at Lake Winnipesaukee? We all gave a ton of time to the lawyers and the debacle with getting everybody at the dive, but the Nazwa, it was hot as hell.
Yeah.
But that was jammed. There were a couple hundred people there.
That was packed. I'm just hoping next year we can have people on the dive because I think Lake Winnipesaukee could take it to them.
Talk to the lawyers about that. You're gonna need to. Maybe we should have Wiggy handle the interactions with the Odyssey lawyers.
J. Charles Wiggy.
I mean, how difficult is it? All you got to do is get a form and have people sign the form that basically says Odyssey's not liable for anything. Yeah. I mean, it's really not that difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, and the cowbell was great. Stayed late with the dump out.
What show was the cat? It's
very difficult to pick because the morning that we were at the Brunswick was a beautiful morning, and that location right on the Brunswick is what? What are you laughing about?
It was pouring when we got there.
No, but it did turn as soon as the show started.
But that morning, it was I showed up and I was worried. I've never seen Ken so nervous.
That's the way it happens at the ocean. It was gone. It was beautiful.
No, it's beautiful there. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I was heckled in real time as a meteorologist.
That crowd usually has some of the meanies.
Yeah. Best view is from the...
There's some meanies that show up to that show.
To which one?
Maine.
What? Oh, the Brunswick?
Oh, yeah. I had the boob grab 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
They had the Shime Sucks shirt.
Oh, man. That one's, he's funny though.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Oh, because it's Shime, it's funny.
That, like, ouch. I think as far as, like, location, setup, views, I would say Bernie's Hampton Beach, Brunswick, and Lake Winnipesaukee. The place at Beachcomba is nice, but we don't get to see it because we're inside the way the setup is. I'm just talking from a visuals
perspective. There's nothing better than on a sunny morning, like making that turn down to the Beachcomber.
Yeah. Right.
It's beautiful.
No, I'm not saying
like
that.
Just
but
location-wise, it's beautiful.
I would say the drunkest pregame was down the Cape that Thursday night before the Beachcomber.
Yes.
Which place was that?
It was a pub in Yarmouth.
Yeah.
Oh, you think so? You think that was the drunkest?
Oh, my God. I had two butt grabs.
We are beach sexers. It would have been.
One was Ken.
It would have been Wally's, but they messed up on the drink situation because we know how they turn up at Hampton Beach. So it would have been Wally's.
Sea Dog was the name night before Beachcomber.
Oh, no. Now I've done it. I've lost the listener. See that text?
I don't get the text anymore.
I followed your advice, and I'm listening to AC/DC on HJY because I don't care about road shows. Let's try to get that. Let's get that person back. I mean, if they're texting, maybe we can get them back.
Can we play Taps?
Yeah. Could you? Okay. Want to make it a double shot?
Love it. Back in Black.
Also. One of my favorite Australian celebrities, all of the guys in AC/DC, but Bon Scott especially. Turn it up to 11, Sean, for that texter.
She was a fast machine, she kept the motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had the sightless eyes, telling me no lies.
All right. Hopefully we got him back. And road shows, we'll be back. Several people suggested we push the road show season out.
Into July?
So that we finish late in July and the weather is better. But I don't know if anybody wants to do that.
That's when people take vacation. Yeah. And,
yes. I was very, very concerned about the flex time. Yes.
Well, I mean, I haven't taken vacation in July. But
Yes.
I only missed 2 days this July.
All right. Let's get to Courtney, Courtney and to what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
trending now, brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped their first in Philly 3-2 in 10 innings. It was a catcher's interference call with bases loaded in the bottom of the 10th that led to a walk-off win for the Phillies. Walker Buehler went 7 innings, giving up a run on 6 hits while striking out 4. They've got another one in Philly tonight, 6:45, first pitch, with Richard Fitz getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh.
Greg, the clapback on the Twitch chat, I don't know if you see it.
No.
Of all the AC/DC songs, they play that one?
Isn't that the biggest? Is that the biggest hit, or is Hell's Bells?
You can argue all day what the biggest hit is. I mean, I
feel like that's the most well,
probably the most well, like it probably charted highest.
Right. According to Spotify, their most played song is "Highway to Hell."
There you go.
Well, that's what the show's on.
There is
also, by the way, Maine gets credit for the first and only dump out that occurred during roadshow season.
Good point.
Right.
Yeah.
Boobs.
Yeah. And I just can't wait for next year's roadshow season, God willing, for Connecticut, because we are going to continue to fight for that.
We owe Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Hoppy.
The Celtics are reportedly interested in free agent Ben Simmons. The C's, New York, Sacramento, and the Suns are all interested in the free agent. And it's reporting day for Patriots vets. We're going to hear from Mike Vrabel this morning at 11:30. And it's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Subaru summer is finally here. Hit the road in the trusted 2025 Subaru Outback. Buy with 1.9% financing for up to 72 months or lease for just $255 per month. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. We've got your Hill Notes coming up.